Hello, welcome to the Tax Unit Certification presentation. This has been a collaborative partnership between the Kansas Department of Revenue, PVD, Kansas Data Access and Support Center, DASC, and you, Kansas County Clerks. Every year, county clerks are required to certify their taxing units and tax unit boundaries. This is a step-by-step process on how to certify your tax unit boundaries with the Data Access and Support Center. After you have certified with Department of Revenue, they will have a link on their website to go to the DASC website to certify your boundaries. Once you arrive to the DASC website, there's a few steps to start with, and then you will be able to verify your boundaries and select your options. All you'll need to do is enter your contact information, review your tax unit boundaries using our interactive map, select if you have changes or no changes, and then submit. Here is the DASC Tax Unit Boundary Certification website. As you can see here, it has the year of 2021. This is the current year that you'll be certifying for. On December 1st, this will roll over to 2022, so you can get a jump start on next year's tax unit certification. All you'll need to do is type in your first and last name, your contact information, and then select your county in the drop-down box. We'll select Allen County since it's first on the list today. Hit Show Map and then scroll down. It'll automatically zoom to your county's taxing units and boundaries. Each of the tax unit numbers are highlighted in yellow and the boundaries are these polygons. We ask, even if you do not have changes for the year, just to click around and verify your boundaries. Even though we do not edit them, even if you say you do not have changes, just to verify, make sure they are correct in what you think they are. We have a few options that you may select for your background. Right now we have the imagery. It is a 6-inch resolution that we get through a 911 project. You can select just the streets and it will have the highways. And then when you zoom into the county layer further in, it will switch to streets. Or you can just look at your tax unit boundaries by themselves. There's one thing to point out, not all tax unit labels are shown at this scale. Sometimes you will have to zoom in for the label to pop up. So I will turn the imagery back on and just zoom in into the county to check. So as you can see here, you have a nice picture in the background to give you a reference of where you're at. And then you can see the different colors will help identify the different taxing unit boundaries. I ask that you just pan around to make sure that they look correct from what you remember or what you know. So once you have checked your county's tax unit boundaries, you will scroll down and then you will have your few options on how to certify for the year. If you have no changes, just need to click that button and hit certify and then you're done. If you do have changes, click the box, and then you will have three additional options on how to get your edits to DASC. If you would like to send us a paper map, click the first option, and then I will contact you if you would like a more detailed map of a specific area. Send it by PDF or through the mail. If you have your own paper maps, sometimes county appraisers or a GIS department will already have paper maps printed out. You can send that to us as well. Then if you have a GIS department or a vendor do your taxing units, you can have those submitted from those departments. If you do not notify your GIS division, we can contact them in a few weeks to get those from them. We have contacts for most of the counties through a vendor or if you have your own GIS department. Then once you hit certify, then you are done and on your way. After we have received your edits, these are a few options of what we do when we edit. If you send a GIS file in, we will completely remove your old tax unit boundaries and replace it with the new data. Some counties have parcel GIS information, which is also a submission people have sent in. It's a little more heads up digitizing by us, but we accept it as well. If you have a paper submission, we will do heads up digitizing and review just to make sure that it looks clean and without errors. Once all of the updates have been completed, we will contact the county clerks with your contact information that you submitted earlier to go back and verify the changes are correct. With the email that was sent to you, we will ask you to verify the changes in the web viewer. So all you will do is click on that email and it will take you back to this page. So then you will click in your first and last name, email, and your county, and it will pop up if you need to still verify down here at the bottom. If you have already verified or have no changes, you will not get this option down here at the bottom. So once you double check your changes, just click verify. You do not need to choose the certification box here at all, just the verify button at the bottom. Once all the updates have been verified, it is ready to go out for vendors to download. This is just a snapshot of the file that they will download on our website. Each one of the polygons on the right will have the information that you can see here in the box. It will have information such as tax unit numbers, the county FIPS code, name, and state ID. It will also contain the certification date that your county had last certified. So if there are revisions throughout the year, that county's certification date will be updated through the latest revision. And we've also added another field that reports if there are changes or no changes for that county. Then we will put it out for download for the counties on our website. As you can see here, we've had a collection since 2011 for each year's final version. At the bottom of this list, we will have the most recent tax unit file with the year and then the date and name as a zip file out there for vendors. This year, at the beginning in January, all 105 counties were required to certify through PVD and then DASC. We had 25 GIS file submissions, 5 counties were doing paper submissions, and then 75 were no changes. We hope that clerks are still familiar with our web interface as we try not to change it so that way you guys can get in and quickly submit and get on your way. Some of the ongoing maintenance issues that we encounter each year are unintentional data certification. Staff turnover is a large issue as county clerks retire or move on to different positions. Each year when one of those positions is renewed, that person carries a lot of information with them. Sometimes the new incoming is not quite well informed. Boundaries in wrong location, such as when this project started, the tax unit boundary was not located in the right spot to begin with, and nobody's changed it through the years, just kind of has snowballed. Or legal descriptions wrongly interpreted. Sometimes when the legal descriptions are written out, the mapper might misinterpret something and it makes the map incorrect. This is my contact information if you would like to email me, or you can contact me on the DASC website certification page. If you have any questions, please contact email me. Thank you.